Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Jamel Sanders Show, a division of Jamel Sanders International, where we are empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
Hello, it is Saturday, May 21st, 2022, and welcome to another edition of the Jamel Sanders Show. As always, it's so great to be with you and to have the opportunity to share the message of empowerment with people around the world. I want to start off by, first of all, just acknowledging a few of the different platforms that are listening to the podcast. And so I want to, first of all, say hello to my Apple Podcast family. Thank you so much for the opportunity to serve you and to do life with you. I'm so grateful you all have been with me for such a long time, and I'm so grateful that you continue to tune in and to be a part of this platform. I'm excited that we're working on some exclusive content for Apple, and we will be sharing that information with you very, very soon, so definitely stay connected. Hello to those of you that are listening to me on Stitcher. You all have been with me almost just as long as Apple, and I'm so grateful that you continue to be a part of this platform as well. Hello to those of you that are listening to me on Google Podcasts. Thank you so much for being a faithful supporter and listener of this platform. It means a lot. Thank you to all of you that are listening to me on Spotify. Spotify has been unbelievable. The numbers and the growth that we saw last year was phenomenal, and I'm so excited that you get value out of this platform and that you continue to listen over all of these years. We just celebrated 11 years of this podcast. It's hard to believe that this podcast has been around that long. Nevertheless, it is, and we're still having the privilege and opportunity to empower people all around the world. Hello to my iHeartRadio family. I was so excited when we got distribution through iHeartRadio. It's amazing to see what this platform has become and how we're able to share this message with people around the world. Hello to those of you that are listening on Amazon Music and Audible. You are our latest distribution channels, and I'm so honored to serve you. So if this is your first time tuning in, I first of all want to thank you, because everybody's lives are so busy and hectic these days. So for you to even take the time out of your schedule and to tune into this podcast, I do appreciate it so much. We created this platform more than a decade ago with one central purpose, and that was to empower individuals to fulfill purpose and maximize their greatest potential. And every week, through captivating conversations and intriguing guests and topics, we want to help you live your greatest life every single day. I always say this is more than a show. This is a platform and a global empowerment community that we have established to help every person on this planet to realize their potential and to show up and to make meaningful contributions in the world, to be a difference maker in their lifetime and generation. And so I know you're going to get some value out of it, because we're always sharing tools and keys and strategies that will help you live a greater life. Please connect with me beyond this show. Reach out to us, www.jamelsanders.com. That's www.jamelesanders.com. There you will find a hub of empowerment resources. You can learn more about me, the work I'm doing, my books, events, speaking, media, the latest media and PR releases. All of that information is right there on our website. And speaking of that, beyond this podcast, I am the founder and CEO of Jamel Sanders International, a global leadership development consulting advisory firm that works with leaders all around the world and entrepreneurs to empower them with tools, strategies, insights, wisdom, and revolutionary concepts and ideas that will empower them to realize their full potential. And so I consult with leaders around the world, executives, CEOs, governmental officials and leaders, and I provide a lot of management, advisory, consultation to these individuals and helping to bring solutions to global problems. That's why I created Jamel Sanders International more than a decade ago, to bring solutions to the problems of our time, and I'm so honored to do it. And so you can find out more about my live events, speaking, seminars, symposiums, online courses, and so much more right there on our website. Also, while you're there, on our homepage, sign up for my Empowerment Newsletter, Empowerment Breakthroughs. It goes out around the world, and it's always timely and filled with insights that I believe will empower you to live a greater life. So definitely check it out. I'm super excited about my latest publication. I was just published again and featured in YFS, Young Fabulous Self-Employed Magazine, and I did a feature on visionary leadership. It's centered around my latest book, and I'm getting some phenomenal feedback from people that have read the piece. So definitely check it out. You can find it linked on all of my social media platforms, and I know it's going to be of great value to you. Before we take this very quick break, I do want to recommend one resource to you. As I said, that piece was based off of my 10th book, my latest book, Next, The Emergence of the History Shapers. I wrote this book because I had a very interesting vision. And in this vision, I began to see into the next 20 years. And some of the things I saw were very startling. I wrote them down. Everything didn't make it into the book. But a lot of what I saw was very insightful and poignant for where we are in the world, where we were going. Had no idea a few weeks later COVID-19 would break out and the world was changed forever. As a result of that, because of what I do, so many leaders and people begin to reach out to me because they wanted wisdom, they wanted solutions, they wanted strategies. They didn't know how to navigate this environment. And so I said, okay, this is what I needed to hear. I need to write this book. And so I wrote it. And so in this book, I really delve into change management, change leadership, crisis management, crisis leadership. How do you navigate times of crisis and change as a leader? I believe that crisis is designed to propel us forward, and it is that friction of crisis that brings the forward momentum. And so I talk about navigating seasons of uncertainty and change in the world. I delve into industries as we saw the collapse of industries and the creation of new industries. I delve into where we're going in terms of industries. If you're a high school student, get this book. If you're getting ready to go to college or a freshman and don't know what your major is, get this book, because I'm delving into the future of work and everything about how we live our lives. I delve into the DNA of those that shape history and so much more. It's a phenomenal read. Again, it's Next, The Emergence of the History Shapers. It's available. Go to Amazon, Kindle, Nook, wherever most major book distributors have access to the book. I know you're going to get a great benefit out of it. And while you're there, check out the other books. I've written 10. I know all of them are going to help you in a profound and meaningful way. So I want to take a quick break. We're continuing our series in Expanding Life. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Jamel Sanders Show, empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
So welcome back to the show. We're continuing our series today in Expanding Life, Daring to Embrace More for Your Life. I felt like this was a great point in the year to kind of delve into this topic because so many people come into a new year and they have all of these dreams and goals and aspirations, all these things they want to accomplish and do. And the reality is that by mid-January, most people have totally done abandoned their goals and dreams. They've reverted back to the same cycle of frustration and failure, and their lives become a repeat of the year before and the year before that, and they get frustrated, and then January 1st comes again, and the cycle starts all over, and they're like, I don't know why I'm not making progress, why I'm not accomplishing my goals, why I'm not living the life that I dream of and deserve to live. And a lot of it really boils down to they don't really have a solid plan for where they are going with their lives. And so I wanted to do this show now because we're getting ready to go into the month of June, getting ready to hit the mid-year point in 2022. And I don't want this to be a year just like every other year in your life. And so I really want to give you some tools and strategies. You may have fallen off, but you still have time to make some mid-course adjustments and to get some things in place so that you can live the life you were created and destined to live. And so I hope you'll really listen attentively, take some good notes, come back and listen to it again because I know you're going to get some value out of it. And in addition to this, I want you to look out for a new piece of content this week coming that will kind of delve a little further into what I'm talking about today. So if you are connected with me on social media, you'll see it. We'll post when the new content goes live so that you can read it and get a little bit more in-depth understanding about what we're talking about. So in the last show, we started a series called An Expanding Life, Daring to Embrace More for Your Life. We spent a lot of time talking about an empty life and how an empty life really propels this concept of stagnant thinking. So we really delved deeply into that concept. I encourage you to go back and listen to that episode again. And we talked about how the number one trigger for this stagnant mindset is fear and how you have to begin to move beyond the fear and the limitations in your life to embrace the life that you were truly created and destined to live. And so today I want to go just a little further and kind of in a different direction than what we talked about last time. What I want you to understand is that you will never expand, you will never be empowered, without expanding your life. Let me say that again. You will never be empowered without expanding your life. You know, many years ago when I was given this divine mandate and call and assignment to bring a message of empowerment to people around the world, I think back on those years and how bewildering everything was for me, trying to figure out what exactly did it mean to bring a message of empowerment to the world, what is a message of empowerment, how do I do it, what are the tools, what do I need to accomplish this. And I look at the world today, I fast forward years later, and, you know, empowerment is such a common terminology these days, but I don't think people really have a good understanding of what it means to live an empowered life. I think that the thing that really separates me from so many people is that we live in a world that we have access to a plethora of different information. Everybody's offering you information. You scroll social media, everybody is an expert. Everybody knows something about everything. You go on TikTok, everybody is an expert. So we have all of these subject matter experts in the world today. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the problem I have with it and what clients have told me from around the world is that they listen to a lot of these experts and they write notes and they get information, and they don't really know what to do with what they heard. They say, then we come and we come to you. You consult us. You advise us. You provide wisdom and solutions for us, and it's just totally different. It's not just us getting some information and not knowing what to do with it, but you actually show us how to incorporate that into our lives, our businesses, our governments, our nations, whatever we're doing. And I tell people the difference is that my whole mission and assignment in the world is empowerment. A lot of people can give you information, but they cannot tell you what to do with the information. And so a lot of people, I've heard people tell me they don't really need my services because they have the information. And then I look at their life 5 or 10 years later, and they're still in the same place because they have the information, but they don't know how to integrate and incorporate that information into their lives to really be successful. And so the difference in what I do and what other people do is that I don't just give people information. I walk them through how to make this an integral part of your life. And I do that because not just because I've done some research and read some books and have some education, but I'm walking you through real-world application of things that I have put in place and implemented in my own life, and that's why I talk about it from an angle. I mean, I can go look up some studies from Oxford and Harvard and Yale and all the most prestigious universities on the planet, and I do a lot of research. But beyond my research, the thing that makes me so unique in what I do is that I'm not just giving you data and statistics and analytics, but I'm really giving you groundwork and pillars and foundational pieces that you can begin to apply to your life and you can get the results that you want to see. And so many people today talk about empowerment and like I said, they lack the equipment to empower their own lives and get alone to empower the lives of others. So, you know, I hear all these people talking about all of this stuff. You'd be amazed at the volume of direct messages and private messages I get on social media, not to include the amount of emails I get, which can go into the thousands from my business accounts because everybody is an expert and has a solution they want to sell me. And the thing that is so fascinating to me about this is that everybody can package and market and tell you about all of these solutions that they have to offer. And I look at 90% of the people offering the solutions, and the solutions that they're offering are not working for them. And so my thing is, how are you going to sell me on a product that's not working for you? You're not a very good representative of what you're putting out. And so it's not just about knowing about empowerment, but it's about the ability to have the equipment to do it, first of all, in your own life. And then after you've done it in your own life, you now have some experience and a track record where you can begin to give that information to other people. And so empowerment is more than a buzzword and a catchphrase. I know we live in an era of buzzwords and catchphrases. Empowerment is one of them. Authenticity is another one. I talk to so many people that this always authenticity, and they wouldn't know authenticity if it hit them upside the head. It's just good branding and marketing, and it looks good for them, but they don't really understand it, nor have they incorporated as a principle into their own lives. And so empowerment is a belief system and a paradigm that shapes the lives of those that are overcomers. Let me say that again. Empowerment is a belief system and a paradigm that shapes the lives of those that are overcomers. In other words, when we talk about living an empowered life, it's not just, oh, I read this and I heard about this, but it's literally developing a paradigm and a belief system that transforms the way that you live your life. The thing that has so fascinated me and continues to happen even all these years later about my work is that people in all parts of the world follow my work. This podcast goes into places you would never imagine, countries and nations all over the world. And I talk to some people sometime that are in some very interesting and unique situations. Some of them are in, my goodness, extreme poverty and some of the most horrid conditions you could ever imagine. But what is so powerful about this message, they can listen to this podcast, even one episode, maybe two, three episodes, and I begin to hear the stories about how these people's lives are transformed and they become entrepreneurs and they become history shapers and movers and game changers in their nation, in their industry and field. Why? Because the message of empowerment is not limited to the United States or to a certain segment or a population group. This is a global message. The principles, the concepts, the ideas resonate well beyond the United States of America because it's a global message. And so this is a belief system and a paradigm. And because people will take this, get it, apply it to their lives, it's going to produce results. But it doesn't matter where they are in the world. It doesn't matter what they're going through, what they're experiencing. The message works. And I continue to hear those stories over and over again. And that's the difference between just getting some inspiration and some positive thoughts versus empowerment, which I said is this belief system. It is underlying principles that anchor who you are as a person and anchor the way that you live your life. This is what I've come to discover. Empowerment is not just about having knowledge that your life can be better, but empowerment is having the wisdom to apply the knowledge that will empower you to build a better life. Let me say this. The thing that makes the empowerment message so attractive to me and how it revolutionized my life is that we just said that empowerment is a paradigm, a belief system that shapes the life of an overcomer. But the other part of that is the empowerment message is a building system that revolutionizes your life and existence. In other words, why I have never liked the self-help space and the self-improvement space, even though people group me there because they don't know how to group me, but why I don't like it is because we give people a lot of information. We give them a lot of data, a lot of statistics, a lot of science. But what I see is people getting more and more knowledge and having less and less transformation in their lives. Empowerment is having the wisdom to apply the knowledge that empowers you to build a better life. For me, the message of empowerment was so important and why it is so foundational to my work, because it's a building message. We don't need a lot of fluff and a lot of bubblegum pop. What we need is a message that will build and engineer in you the depth that you need to develop your life and to realize your full potential. You can't do that with inspirational quotes and positive vibes and, you know, positive affirmations. It takes something deeper. And empowerment is that deeper thing, because we're going to address your thought pattern and process. We're not just going to tell you to think positive thoughts and positive vibes. I'm going to tell you that you got to begin to address your psychological construct, the underlying beliefs, emotions, philosophies, ideologies, the life constitutions that you have formed with yourself and the conditioning that has contributed to that. And so, see, this doesn't appeal to everybody because the method of empowerment is different, because it doesn't just offer us all of these great benefits and rewards, but it requires the building and the responsibility that will ultimately lead to the transformation of your life. And so I believe that this message is so important because it's about building a better life. And in order to build a better life, you have to have tools. I'm not against quotes and inspiration and motivation and you listening to your mantras and your little videos every morning. That's good. But that is not going to be enough to change your life. If you really want your life to change, I can't just get some little motivational moments in the morning. I'm going to have to begin to do the inner work, the mental work, and the emotional work that is so important to moving your life forward and really realizing your full potential. In other words, empowerment is not just about the how-tos and, you know, having the good intentions, but it is possessing the know-how to shift your life to the next dimension. Let's stay here for a minute. It's not just about having the how-tos and the good intentions, because we have all the self-help books that tell us to do A, B, C, D. And most people, they say, okay, I'm going to do that, and give them 3 or 4 days, and they're right back to the same habits and the same patterns. Why? Because we gave them some how-tos, and they had some good intentions, but we didn't really empower them to make the change that needs to happen in their life. Empowerment is possessing the know-how to shift your life from powerless to powerful. This is the year, this is the mandate of my life in this season, to shift people's lives from powerless to powerful. And how exactly do we do that? Do we just get inspired? Do we just listen to good motivation and good podcasts? Empowerment is having the ability to convert crises into victories. I want you to write that down. Empowerment is having the ability to convert crises into victories. We're going from powerless to powerful. That means you have to have the ability to convert crises into victories. In other words, it's not just enough for you to have experiences and to have some knowledge in your life. You have to move beyond just having this insight and having this knowledge, and you have to have the ability to convert your experiences into wisdom. Write that down. You have to have the ability to convert your experiences into wisdom. And in order to convert experiences into wisdom, it's not just about learning something, but it's about leveraging what you've learned to fuel your capacity for greatness. Let me say that again. If you want to convert your experiences into wisdom, it's not just we stop at what am I learning from my experience. It's not enough just to learn from your experiences. You have to leverage your experiences to build your capacity for greatness. How can I use this crisis, this trauma, this trial, this tribulation, this storm in my life, and how can I convert this into a victory? What is it that has come out of this that I can leverage to be a better person, a stronger person, a more empowered person, and ultimately a person that is realizing their full potential in life? What I have discovered is that most people don't know how to convert crises into victories. They love their stories, but they love their stories for the wrong reason. We tell our stories because we want to get people's attention and we want their sympathy. We don't tell our stories from the context of victory and an overcomer. You know, I always tell people, I don't just want you telling your story. I want you to tell your story from a place of empowerment. In other words, how did you rise above what was intended to defeat you and engineer that into a defining moment in your life? What are you learning? What are you getting? You know, I released my autobiography years ago, Unbreakable, my unbelievable life story. And that book is really filled with unbreakable lessons. The experiences that I've had, how I've leveraged those experiences and built my capacity for greatness and brought those solutions to the world and to people around me. It's not just enough for us to go through things and the woe is me and to tell our sad story and to look for some pity and some sympathy, but what you got to do, you got to learn how to convert those crises into victories in your life. How can you leverage this to get you to the next level? What is this experience? See, this is the kind of stuff they don't talk about in inspiration and motivation, because we want to make you feel good, but what we don't realize is that it is the adversity in our lives that empowers us to ascend into new realms of greatness and possibility. And so as long as you continue to just positive words and your affirmations and you run from any type of difficulty or hardship in your life, yes, you're going to have some positive words and affirmations, but you're not going to have a very good life, because avoidance is the enemy of growth. I want you to write that down. Avoidance is the enemy of growth. Anything that you are avoiding is standing in the way of your growth. Anything that you are ignoring is standing in the way of the improvement of your life. And anything that you are denying is the greatest sabotage to your development. I want you to write that down. Anything that you are denying is the greatest sabotage to your development. And so a lot of this self-help space and all this little positive stuff, make you feel good stuff, is a lot of fluff because it sounds good, but guess what? Denial is not developing you. Just thinking positive thoughts is not going to help you. When you are your back is against the wall and the fire's been turned up and you're in the middle of a full-blown crisis in your life, you need more than some positive vibes and positive affirmation. You need to have the wisdom and the capacity to convert this crisis into a victory in your life. And you do that, you have to have tools. If you're going to come through trials and tribulations with triumph, you need tools. You don't need affirmations. Affirmations and words are good, but words can become a weapon. They can become a tool if you know how to use them effectively. Your thoughts can become a weapon if you know how to use them effectively. Your emotions, then, if you know how to use them effectively. Your inner circle can become a weapon if you know how to use it effectively. Everything in your arsenal can become your prophetic advantage in life if you know how to use it correctly. The problem and the thing that keeps most people from really being powerful and moving from powerless to powerful in their lives is that they don't know how to wield their power. And so what you have to do, you have to learn how to wield your power and to create those possibilities and realities for your life. So I can't stay there. Empowerment is the product of stretching the mind to embrace new concepts and new ideas. I want you to write that down. Empowerment is the product of stretching the mind to embrace new concepts and new ideas. And so the reason that people are like, I don't understand, I come to you, I listen to you, I walk away with ABC, I listen to this, I walk away with nothing, is because empowerment stretches your mind to embrace new concepts and ideas. And so every time I'm talking, every time people are reading my books, every time people are looking at my content on social media, I'm getting people to stretch their thinking in an area to embrace new possibilities and new concepts for their lives. And so in the time that we have left today, I want to talk about what the stretched mind really is. Okay, here we go. A stretched mind is the product of, number one, faith. Remember last week we talked about the stagnant mind being the product of fear. And fear is a currency for failure and defeat in your life. But faith is the spiritual currency that makes all things possible. The scriptures say that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is what gives substance to the realities that are not yet born to time. I want you to write that down. Faith is what gives substance to the realities that are not yet born to time. What you have to understand is that time is a dimension. Eternity is a realm. So write that down. Time is a dimension. Eternity is a realm. Eternity is interacting with time, but it is not controlled, regulated, or governed by time. And so what we have to realize is that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is what gives substance to the realities of eternity that are not yet born to time. They're waiting to be born to time, but in order for those realities to be born to time, they need an incubator. They need a womb. They need an individual with the capacity to bring them from a realm of hope and possibility to realization and manifestation in this dimension that we call time. And I know that's a bit heavy for some people, but faith is a spiritual currency. And so as you stretch your mind, faith is being produced in you to embrace this reality, as Jesus said, that all things are possible. In other words, it brings you into what I call a realm of unlimited possibilities and opportunities for your life, where you stop being governed by your situations and circumstances, and you stop acquiescing to the problems and the things that are going on in your life, and you begin to live out of a different realm. You begin to realize that more is possible, and not only is more possible, but the greatest thing you can awaken to is that more is possible for you. And that's what faith does. It is the spiritual currency that makes all things possible. We're talking about an expanding life. We're talking about going from powerless to powerful. You do it through empowerment. Empowerment is the product of a stretch mind that embraces new concepts and ideas. And we just talked about how a stretch mind is, first of all, produced through faith. You know, I could talk about faith all day, but we have to keep going. Number two, a stretch mind is produced through exposure. Exposure is seeing a new stimuli that produces new pictures of what is possible for you. I want to take my time with this for a moment. a lot of people will come to me and they said, Jamel, this is so good. You talked about faith and exposure and, you know, I believe that da-da-da is possible for my life. But what people don't realize is that what you behold is what you become. I want you to write that down. What you behold is what you become, and what you perceive is what is possible for you. Write that down. Perception defines what is possible for your life. Perception defines what is possible for your life. And what is your perception? Your perception is born out of your paradigm. Whatever your mind thinks, your perspective embraces as the reality of what is possible for your life. And then we could even take that a dimension deeper. But what we have to understand is that your perspectives are born out of your paradigm. So that's why we started with faith, because faith is a spiritual currency. And even more than a spiritual currency, faith is a paradigm. It is a belief system and a conviction that ultimately becomes a way of life. So faith, then exposure, seeing the stimuli that produces new pictures of what is possible. You've got to get a vision for your life. A lot of the problems of our time, when I talk with leaders in different places, they say we have a gang problem, or we have a violence problem, or we have a poverty problem in our city. And I say, no, you don't. What you really have is your city, is your nation, or wherever your business is suffering from the symptom of visionlessness. We live in a generation of people that have absolutely no vision for their lives, and the scriptures tell us that where there is no vision, where there is no prophetic utterance, the people cast off restraint and run wild. And then I put the responsibility back in their court, because it's easy to go into the statistics and the demographics of what's wrong in a region or a nation or a business or your personal life. But I began to tell them, what is your vision concerning this? And you know what? 98% of the time, they have no vision for it. So I said, let me get this straight. You want to change your city, your nation, your business, your organization, or even your personal life, but you don't have a vision. You're telling me all the symptoms of what's wrong with the environment, but you don't even have a vision for your life. And if you don't have a vision for your life, how can you give vision to that which needs to happen within that sphere of influence or control? And a lot of them, the light bulb begins to go off because they realize what the real problem is. No, the real problem is not gang violence or drug addiction or prostitution or poverty or whatever the case may be. The real problem is that there's no vision. And so you need exposure. You need to see new stimuli that produces a new picture of what is possible. You got to get a vision for your life. And don't just write your vision and put it up. Keep the vision before you. Visit that vision daily. When you find yourself getting frustrated by what's happening around you and your environment is lying to you and telling you that this is all that will be and what's possible for you, keep the vision before you and remind yourself that all things are possible. You cannot expand your life without exposure. You got to see something different. And if you keep seeing the same, you're going to keep getting the same. So I want to challenge you to get new pictures of what is possible for your life. Keep it before you. You know, I do believe in vision boards, but everybody's not able to have a vision board. But you can write your vision down. And the law of documentation is so powerful. Anything that we document becomes a binding agreement between heaven and earth. And so as you begin to document your vision, you begin to give that thing credence and give it the power to live and to become its full expression in your life. So just think about that. Get a vision for yourself, because you can't lead yourself. You can't lead your family. You can't lead your business. You can't lead your city, your community, your nation, or your world if you don't have a vision. So make sure that you're not requiring that which you have not implemented in your own life. I thought that was good to share. Number three, expansion. A stretched mind is produced through expansion. What is this? This is the capacity to perceive and conceive new visions, new dreams, and new horizons. Let me say that again. Expansion is the capacity to perceive and conceive new visions, new dreams, new realities, and new horizons. And so a stretched mind expands you. It's impossible for you to stay in a state of mediocrity and stagnation if your mind has been stretched. And so when I begin to have conversations with individuals, I know right off the bat this is a person that is not expanding. All of their terminologies and vocabulary is framed in the context of victimization and limitation. So this lets me know that this is a disempowered person. This is a person that has not expanded their lives to any new vision, dreams, possibilities. They have settled. And one of the saddest states you can ever find yourself in is a place of settling and stagnation. It is the precursor to the abortion of your God-given potential and dream. And so you can't afford to be in that place of stagnation or prophetic limbo. You need to be expanding all the time. It should be part of who you are. You were created for growth. You were created for advancement. And then the final piece of stretch mind is evolution, which is one of my favorite terminologies. And this is the ability to embrace a belief system that empowers you to become more. That's so good. Evolution is the ability to embrace a belief system that empowers you to become more. If you have read any of my books, you've heard me say this before, but humanity is in a constant state of evolution, and anything that does not evolve dies. And so the opposite, the antithesis of evolution is exploration. And so you should be evolving. This is the ability to embrace a belief system that empowers you to become more. I have never met a person, they may never acknowledge it, they may never say it, but I've never met a person that does not desire more for their lives. As I told you in the last episode, in order to produce more, you have to become more. In other words, the evolution of your life will demand that become more valuable. Write that down. The evolution of your life will demand that you become more valuable. Now, what we have equated being valuable to is having more information. As I always do, let me shatter that paradigm for you. It's not about having more information. Becoming more valuable is about having the ability to provide solutions. Write that down. You don't become valuable because you have a lot of knowledge and information. You become valuable because you have the ability to offer solutions. Why is offering solutions so important? Because if I acquire information, communicate information, package and sell information, but I never show the person how to convert that information into transformational results in their lives, I failed. And what we have today is a lot of people selling people a lot of information, a lot of fluff, a lot of data and statistics, with no real application that they can produce transformational results. And so the thing, you want to be a solutionist because you're going to be valuable. People, they'll find out quickly, yeah, they gave me information, but it didn't really help. They didn't really show me what to do with it. But a solutionist, when you offer solutions, when you can convert information into transformational results, you will always be in demand. You will always be a value, and you'll always be a service to humanity in some way. And so a stretched mind is produced through faith, through exposure, through expansion, and through evolution. And remember that we talked last week, if you want to have more, you have to become more. But I took it further today, and I said that in order for evolution to happen in your life, you have to become more valuable. And in order to become more valuable, you have to offer solutions. And you only offer solutions when you have stretched your capacity to embrace new realms of greatness, growth, and possibility. And so this is the season for you to move from stagnant thinking to stretch your thinking and to begin to realize that you have the power to not just believe for a better life, not just hope for a better life, but you have the ability to engineer a better life. And as you begin to put these tools into practice, you're going to move from a state of powerlessness to powerful. Because to me, there is no greater life than an empowered life. And an empowered life always moves you from powerless to powerful. The next time you hear people talking about empowerment, I want you to be mesmerized by terminology, but I want you to see if they have the ability to convert crises into victories and triumphs in their life. I hope you've gotten something out of this, and I hope that you continue on the path of living an empowered existence and doing the thing that you were put on this planet to do. Thank you so much for the opportunity to serve you and to do life with you. I'll talk to you again real soon. Be blessed.